This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Is fleeing from the police a crime of violence? Marcus just couldn't stay out of trouble. He was convicted of armed robbery, then he was convicted of fleeing from the police after officers tried to stop him for driving without headlights, and finally he pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a gun. This time, prosecutors also charged him with violating the Armed Career Criminal Act, which carries a 15-year minimum sentence if the defendant has three previous convictions for violent felonies. Basically, it's three strikes and you're in for 15 years. Marcus claimed that fleeing from the police should not be defined as a violent felony, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that fleeing from the police in a vehicle for any reason meets the definition of dangerous conduct. Justice Scalia dissented, calling the majority opinion, quote, tutti-frutti. And Justice Kagan wrote that a low-speed chase isn't necessarily violent or aggressive. But the majority ruled, and fleeing from the police is a violent act, even if it isn't a violent act. Basically, as Ralph Nader once put it, it's unsafe at any speed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.